What do you think of Manny being named Sportsman of the Year?
Well, you know, there couldn't be a more deserving guy. You know, I go back to even last year, you know, to make that change after doing it in a city for 14 years and with the same organization, and, you know, to come out here and get used to a new city, you know, new teammates, new organization, coming off of four neck surgeries and rehabbing that, you know, I think it's remarkable. I thought it was remarkable a year ago and again, remarkable again this year. So, you know, it's a great accomplishment. There's, you know, I couldn't think of a more deserving guy, and he's in a, you know, great list of company for sure.
Do you feel a little bit better when you watch the rest of the scores and what happened in the games yesterday?
You know, obviously we were disappointed a week ago, but we're way past that. We're on to Houston now, and, you know, we've got two regular season games remaining, you know, and really all the focus is on Houston right now.
So when you see that Miami, or that Miami beats the Patriots, mm-hmm. Everything that was there for you last week is now.
Well, I think, you know, you just better have your A game ready. I mean, I think it's a great example of that. You look at, you know, the top three seeds, us included, losing, and, you know, all the division teams that, you know, maybe weren't real high in the standings. You know, I think it just goes to show you, you know, on any given Sunday, I mean, you better be ready to play. And so if we learned a lesson, it wasn't maybe individual games. It's just what happened to us and what we need to do moving forward.
How do you like to use an extra practice like this? Are you already game planning for Houston or Broncos versus Broncos?
Well, the good news, we got to reboot a little bit. You know, the guys had 2 days off. We came in Friday, gave them Saturday and Sunday off. You know, this is just to kind of get cobwebs out and, you know, rust off. So, you know, it was kind of a Broncos against Broncos kind of practice. We got some things accomplished. There were some things we needed to work on, and hopefully we got some of those cleaned up. Yes, sir.
Doing a story on Julius Thomas. Mm-hmm. Can you sort of talk about what he's done and sort of what you expect from him in the future?
Well, I think, you know, obviously he's done some great things on the field this year. You know, I go back to some of the things he's been through to get there, and that's, you know, rehabbing a pretty severe leg injury and, you know, all the blood, sweat, and tears it takes to get through that and the time he put into it. You know, in that weight room and that training room and this building, to get that opportunity, I think was the hard part. You know, he's out there being an athlete like he is and making some great plays to help us win.
John, you guys mentioned you're moving on to Houston. What's your mentality going into a game like that where the team's kind of had a rough time? They've got an interim coach. Do you take anything lightly? Or
no. Well, I mean, when you fall asleep at the wheel, you wreck. And so, you know, we're kind of, like I said, rebooting, you know, recharging, and, you know, they'll come back Wednesday and we'll start preparing.
John, there's so many fascinating things with Peyton Manning, obviously, the superlative. Mm-hmm. I was reading the story here, and they quoted Greg Knapp. He said, the first half of the season, Peyton only forced one throw. Right. Can you just describe how amazing that is?
Well, the guy prepares unbelievably. You know, maybe better, and I've been blessed to be around some great players, but I don't know that I've ever seen a guy that works so hard in preparation, and that whether that's mentally, physically, tape work, I mean, the whole gamut. His time management is pretty incredible. So, you know, I think, you know, the guy works that hard, you know, you love to see good things happen.
Thank you.